Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from Globe Life Field. And with us right now, Texas Rangers Hall of Famer and the man who I believe might know everything that has ever happened with the Rangers.
That is true.
It is John Blake. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. It's great to be with you this morning.
We're so glad to see you. Has the last year or so been any less stressful? Because I know you were always moving and shaking and doing all the things, and it seemed like sometimes a little bit of a stressful position.
Yes, I would. Oh, much less stress. Don't I look less stressed?
You look way less stressed.
My blood pressure has gone down considerably.
It's
been a transition, but I enjoy still being around the ball club and coming. You know, like the morning we're out here at 10:30 on a day game, and it's just nice coming to the ballpark, and I come to about half the games.
Okay.
But the hardest thing for me is still sitting in the stands.
I could see that. Just,
I watch a game differently, and just a little story, my sister was here last week with her boyfriend who's a huge Yankee fan.
Okay.
And I can't sit next to him. It's hard for me to sit next to this guy. So I had to keep getting up.
Do you like him otherwise?
Yes, otherwise he's very nice.
Okay.
But Yankee fans, it's hard.
I get it.
So I'm learning to adjust, but sometimes I just sit up in a little booth and I can still show my passion for the game.
Sure.
You know, John Blake is one of the most influential people in this organization for many years. And and we've had the pleasure of being able to work with you since we started Nights at the Fan. John, I wanted to say thank you very much for something. Every year after spring training, our boss would send us the email you sent. And it would always have our names specifically. All the other shows, it was like, yeah, they were there. But you would always say, and these guys worked really hard. And I always appreciated the fact that you noticed that we were around trying to make not make a name for ourselves, but also really trying to highlight what the Rangers are and what these guys are doing. So thank you very much for always doing that.
I appreciate that. And even in the year when we had the failed Prince Fielder.
We're going to get to that in just a second.
Okay.
That is okay. Let's do it now. You are responsible for one of Kevin's favorite moments in comedic history. All right.
So, John, I hope this makes sense. Is it fair to say that at times your voice inflection does not always change a whole ton? Is that
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So you came up to me when we were outside of the press room in surprise, and you said something to the effect of when we failed with the Prince Fielder thing, you said, and you said it in like a very serious voice, which is what took it to the next level for me. You go, I understand what you're trying to do. It's hilarious. But you didn't even chuckle or anything. And I was like, thanks, John. But then you talked about, hey, we're about to start the season. We don't need some sort of nonsensical injury, which totally made sense. But the way you go, it's hilarious. It makes me laugh still to this day.
Well, that's kind of – I'm glad you took it the right way because I know at the time it was hard. And I still kind of remember.
We had big
all
dreams.
That.
We had big dreams of making
right.
this happen.
And Prince is like, what?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you ever heard then, John, as we were discussing it with Mitch Moreland in the clubhouse one day, he was like, oh, that sounds fun. Adrian Beltre walks by, and we had parked in his parking spot, I guess, and he was like, all right, I'll hit you with a bat, a real bat right now. Right. Let's go do it. So that was.
I was terrified.
It became a very fun thing.
I go, well, there's just a holdup. And he goes, no holdup. We can get it right now. I went to go get a bat. And I was like, oh, no.
So it turned out to be fun for us, and we have great stories to tell.
Now, speaking of people who have great stories to tell, what was it like just seeing Josh Hamilton back here and getting all of that love from the crowd and everything like that?
That was really cool, and this is a little plug. You know, Evan Grant and I are doing a podcast now every week.
How excited are you that you can still give
really
him the
cool.
business?
It's really cool, and one of the coolest – you know, I've been able to – Josh hadn't done a whole lot in 5 or 6 years. And when he agreed to come on the podcast, I was a little surprised, I have to admit. And I wondered, are we going to pull this off? And he was, like, very engaged as I set it all up. And Josh is kind of an open – it's just the way he is. And he was so good that day. And I could tell he's in such a good place that when he came back this past Saturday, you could see it, how the joy that he has – to coming back. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do, guys. You know, I want the former play, you know, our legends to come back. And, you know, watching the video on the board as he was before we gave him his jacket, I'm trying to recall, you know, you know what he did with the bat.
Oh, yeah.
But it was the defense, too, the catches he made and going into the walls and running from first to third, you know, and how he could carry a ball club. You know, it was amazing, and you could tell he was pretty touched by it.
And I was glad to see it too, because there's two particular things that I think maybe hindered people's thoughts of him for a while, and one of them was not his fault whatsoever. I mean, people seem to forget that after we didn't get it done in Game 6, while Game 6 was still going on, he comes right back out there, hits a home run that, again, should have re-won the
game.
Can
you imagine if that had been the that had been the final story of that World Series?
And so I wonder if that, which is not his fault, kind of took, like, didn't put him in the right, you know, the right appreciation for fans. And then, of course, the unfortunateness of signing with the Angels, should have put a ring on it. That's what I said.
But he did come back in 15, and he tried to come back in 16. And, you know, Josh has had, we all know, things off
for
the
field.
You know,
for sure.
But he seems to be in a really good place. And I told him, I said, look, we want you to. And he would have been here for Elvis's Hall of Fame ceremony in late June, but he was away with his daughter. He's been a softball dad this off season, which is kind of fun, going around the tournaments this summer. So I hope we'll see more of him, because his presence is still, it's amazing.
I remember, and I talked about this with Will Clark, thanks to you, we got to do these a bunch of great interviews during COVID and a couple of years after. It's been a lot of fun. But Will Clark kept saying after games, this is a cast of characters. And he kept using that line, and every one of those guys was a unique guy. That 10, that 11 group, they were all unique characters too. Ian Kinsler, his competitiveness, Michael Young's ability to basically be the president in some way, shape, or form. I've always thought that was like, he's great politics.
And we had Kinsler on this week.
Yes.
So it's up there if you want to.
Absolutely.
But he talked about that 10, 11.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's Men's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
12 period where, you know, it was a tough, and you kind of compare it, but it was such a tough offense.
Yes.
Because you had guys that could carry the team, but you also had guys like Ian and Elvis who were just pesky,
yes,
right? Who could get on base, who could steal a base, who could keep that lineup moving.
Because
you don't remember the pitching from those. I mean, we had Cliff Lee and we had CJ, but it was that offensive group that carried those teams.
Yeah, and that's the
you better say Derek Holland as well. We'll get in trouble for that.
Derek Holland. Right?
Yeah, no, that group was an absolute blast. Watching, I've been kind of curious because you've experienced a lot of different groups over this time. Is there one that kind of does stand out? I mean, that 23 World Series obviously sticks out for sure.
Yeah. You've had periods in team history, you know, the late 90s when we finally won and for the first time in the playoffs, and that 10-11, 23 was really special because that's what kind of gives you hope,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
You know, there's not a dominant team in the American League. You're only 3.5 out of the wild card. Seattle has caught Houston now, so in the West. So I'm still very optimistic about this club. And that's kind of what happened. If you remember, in 23, we were not playing well in September.
True.
The Astros caught us, and then you just kind of got on that roll. And with the pitching and defense you have in those games in the postseason, you know, if you can just kind of get there and put it together. But that 23 run was so special. I mean, you know, you go to Tampa; they're a really good team. You sweep them, and then you have to play the team with the best record. The American
that everybody
League,
thought
first two games
was,
in Baltimore.
Yeah,
At that point, when we beat the Orioles in game one up there, I felt, you know, we got a shot here because, you know, we're kind of on a roll here and we're getting the good pitching. But, over the years, you go through a lot of highs and lows. And I've been lucky. I mean, there's been a and it's fun to, like you say, talk to the guys that have been here before and just remember their memories of how special it was to play for the Rangers.
Yeah, even I saw Tex was on with you guys and how even his memory of being here, even though he got to go on to play with the Yankees.
Right.
But, you know, that was a lot of fun to see him kind of revisit that, too.
To go along with that, how excited are you that you get to do this alongside Evan Grant? Because we've all seen
not that
you.
Excited.
I was going to say we've seen you guys go back and forth a few times.
Evan tends to pontificate a little bit, and like we get to the end of these things, and they're like an hour, and I say we got to edit this. I mean, we can't do this, so we have to take out a lot of Evan's pontification.
Makes sense.
Honestly, it's fun. It's fun to do because I tell the players we have on, you got to give Evan a little grief here, you know, like you did in the clubhouse.
Well, I remember this was another one of my favorite stories from spring training, and I hope it's okay to say this. I don't remember what the situation was, but Evan Grant seemed like his job that day was to really kind of piss you off. And at one point, you just left the room, and he sat there for a minute, and then he got up and he goes, "Wait, John, hold on," because I think he knew that he had, like, really just irritated you that day for whatever reason.
Yeah, we've had a lot of those over the years, and I tell Rich and I talk about it now because now it's Rich's problem on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
I only have to deal with it for an hour every week, right?
Right.
Hey, so there's a sign over my shoulder that says it's baseball time in Texas, and there is a man that says that, and we all love that moment. He has an opportunity in front of him, and we need to help him out a little bit. Is there what can we do to get Chuck Morgan into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame?
I vote. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, that's the thing.
That makes sense.
You know, he has had a special place. I mean, you talk about Rangers history.
Yes.
And what he did back in the when he got here in the 80s, and people don't realize he used to do that dot race every night by hand. He had this.
Are you kidding me?
This hand-read track.
I didn't know that.
He used cinnamon for the track, and he would like frame by. There were no like cameras.
What?
So there was like a. You know, he would like move these dots, and it would take. He was so meticulous, and that's how the dot race started on the board.
I never knew that.
It was like our first video board. This was 1984, I think it was, and that's how the. But his passion for the game has never waned.
Right.
And again, he's, you know, you go through good times and bad, and you know, I felt, you know, he got his, when he did his 3,000th consecutive game, it was in 2020. So we were cardboard cutouts were
yeah.
cheering.
Yeah.
Right? We did a ceremony and everything. But yeah, I mean, in terms of impact on this organization, there's no, and he would be a really special addition to the Texas Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Kevin, so, yeah. That was the as happy as I was for the Rangers to win that World Series when we were standing out there doing the show and then he gets up to announce everybody.
Yeah.
That kind of made me tear up watching him get that chance to introduce that World Series champion.
Right, and
team.
When I have an opportunity to put Chuck in situation, like I said Chuck is the ideal guy, and he'll be the ideal guy when we unveil the Beltray statue next week. He will be the MC for that as well.
It's awesome.
I could listen to this for so much longer. Tell people where can they, if they haven't heard it, hopefully they have. If they haven't caught your podcast yet, where can they go find it?
It's called Sports Day Rangers, and it's on the Dallas Morning News podcast. You can also get it on Spotify, and it's been a lot of fun doing it. I got to give one more plug
for
the belt. We're unveiling the Adrian Beltre statue a week from Friday, August 22nd at 2:30. From where you guys are, it's going to be right out here on the North Plaza.
Nice.
And it's open to the public. We're going to open the parking lots early, cash parking lots early so people can come. And I invite people to come out and just because it's going to be a cool moment. I'm not going to share the pose.
Okay.
But it's a pose which I think people will recognize, and the statue will be of a size where people can go up and touch his head.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to be one of these big Tom Brady statues where if you wanted to touch his head, you'd have to get on a big ladder. You know that?
Yeah. Yes.
That thing's too tall.
So you're going to be able to. This is going to be. It's a life-size statue, but it's going to be a great photo op. So 2:30 on the 22nd, and it's open to the public. So please come out.
So many amazing stories. That dot race with the cinnamon.
Yeah.
You have him on sometimes.
Yes.
Tell him how the dot race started. This is way before the.
That
you
is
know, the live dots and all this other stuff.
Because, yeah, we were kids out in those bleachers watching that.
Right.
You know, and we were so invested in that. Just
right.
Wow, that's
the big blue stadium. Yes.
And that's 40 years, almost, that's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So, and
there.
He keeps, you know, he's still as passionate as he was then.
Man, John.
And those were bad Ranger teams.
You know, they were great in my heart, though.
Oh, yeah.
Old Steve Buschel.
For a while, there's nobody who couldn't tell me that Ruben Sierra wasn't the best player
in
Major League Baseball. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. John Blake right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.